Well, today we're diving deep into the world of digital humans.
Oh yeah, those are everywhere now.
They really are. And you've been doing a ton of research on this, so I'm excited to pick your brain about it.
Right.
Like, are people actually ready to embrace these ultra-lifelike avatars?
Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff, and there's a lot to unpack there.
For sure. So before we get into all the nitty-gritty details you shared, can you just remind me about the two main types of digital humans?
Oh, right. So you've got your digital human puppets, or DHPs for short. Those are the ones controlled live by a real person, like a puppeteer, but yeah. Digital.
Okay, got it. So like motion capture, but even more, I don't know, nuanced, I guess.
Exactly. And then on the flip side, you have your digital human agents, the DHAs. And those are the ones powered by artificial intelligence, making their own decisions, or at least seeming to.
Okay, so those are the ones where it's like, whoa, is that a real person or is it AI?
Yeah, and that's what makes them so fascinating, right? And a little creepy to some people, I think.
Definitely. So it's like puppet versus robot actor. But in both cases, they look incredibly realistic.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. Companies are using these DHs more and more these days, especially DHAs, for things like customer service.
Instead of like those old school chatbots everyone hates.
Yep. Sometimes they're even replacing real human customer service agents.
Wow, I hadn't realized it was that prevalent already.
It's moving fast. But that's the million-dollar question, right? Will people actually accept these digital beings? Or are we all going to freak out and demand to talk to a real human?
Right. Okay, so you dug into a bunch of studies on this, and I have to say, some of the findings were pretty surprising. Like that one about first impressions. What was it people preferred just from a picture?
Oh, yeah, that study was interesting. So they showed people pictures of like a human travel agent, a chatbot interface, and then a digital human.
Okay, pretty standard lineup.
Yeah.
So what did they find?
People actually rated the digital human as more human-like and even more likable than the chatbot.
Seriously? Just from a picture?
Yeah, which kind of surprised me. But then when they asked about trustworthiness and who they'd rather interact with, boom, the human agent won, hands down.
So even if a digital human looks more appealing at first glance, we're still naturally drawn to a real human face when it comes to trust, huh?
It seems that way. Like, those first impressions, they matter, but there's still something about a real human face that holds more weight, you know?
I totally get it. It's like an instinct, right? You see a friendly face and you instantly feel more at ease.
Exactly. And that's something that even the most advanced DH struggles to replicate.
For sure. Okay, so we've established those initial gut reactions, but I'm really curious about what happens when people actually have to use a digital human? Does that initial, like, oh, this is cool factor hold up, or does it all fall apart?
Let's dive into that, because yeah. There was another study that looked at exactly that. They had people actually use a commercially available DHA.
Wait, hold on. Commercially available. So companies are already using this stuff out in the wild.
They are. It's still early days, but yeah, some companies are already using DHAs for things like basic customer service interactions.
Wow. I had no idea. So yeah. What was the task in this study? What were people asked to do with this DHA?
Okay, so they basically had to use this DHA to ask questions about travel arrangements, just like you would with an online customer service agent.
Sounds simple enough. So what's the catch?
Well, it turns out the technology, it wasn't quite there yet.
You mean it didn't work well?
Let's just say there were some glitches. Over 75% of the participants had issues with the DHA.
Oh, no, really? Like, what kind of issues?
Some people found it was slow to respond, you know, the spinning wheel of doom while you wait. Others thought the movements looked too robotic, not natural enough. And then others just couldn't get the DHA to understand their questions.
So frustrating. Like, you're almost there, but it's still so clunky.
Yeah, and I think that's a key takeaway here. Even if people like the idea of a digital human, if the tech is glitchy or frustrating to use, it completely negates the benefits of having that human-like interface in the first place.
Totally. It's like having a Ferrari with a sputtering engine. The potential is there, but the execution needs work.
A perfect analogy.
So we've got good first impressions, but the tech needs to catch up. Okay, what else did you find? So it sounds like there are some big hurdles to overcome on the tech side.
Oh, for sure.
But despite those glitches, it seems like digital humans have some serious potential, right?
Absolutely. And that's where this next study you shared really blew my mind, because they sidestepped those technological limitations in such a clever way.
Oh, you mean the one where they created their own super realistic digital human?
Yeah.
Instead of using what was commercially available?
Exactly. They knew that current DH tech wasn't quite up to par, so they built their own DHP.
Wow. Ambitious. But I'm guessing this wasn't just some, like, high school science project.
Not at all. Haha, this was next level stuff. So they built this amazing DHP, right? But instead of using AI to power it, they actually had a real person controlling its movements and responses.
Wait, so it was like a super sophisticated puppet?
Precisely. They called it a Wizard of Oz setup.
Oh, I get it. So the participants thought they were interacting with like a cutting edge AI powered DHA.
Yep. But behind the scenes, it was all smoke and mirrors, or, well, pixels and a very skilled puppeteer.
That's incredible. It's like a magic show, but with a digital human.
Totally. And to really understand how people were reacting to this this very convincing illusion, they used EEG.
EEG. To study digital humans. That's wild.
Right. It's like looking directly into people's brains while they interact with these digital beings.
So what did they find? Did people's brains, like, freak out when they thought they were talking to a super intelligent AI?
Okay, so here's a really wild part. When they analyzed all the EEG data, they found no significant difference in brain activity between interacting with the real human, the DHP, or even the perceived DHA.
Wait, so even though one was a real human and the other was basically a puppet, our brains process them the same way?
Pretty much, which is mind-blowing, right? It means that on some level, our brains were fooled by the realism of the DHP.
That's both amazing and a little unsettling, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
It points to the power of these digital creations to tap into our very neural pathways.
Totally. But here's the kicker. Even though their brains showed no difference, when asked for their opinions afterwards, participants still said they preferred interacting with the real human agent.
Really? But if their brains couldn't tell the difference, why the preference for the human?
It all boiled down to video quality. The video feed of the human was just clearer and smoother than the digital humans.
Fascinating. So even though the DHP was incredibly realistic in its behavior, something as simple as video quality could still tip the scales.
It really highlights just how sensitive we are to those subtle cues, even in a digital environment.
It's like our brains want to believe, but our eyes are still looking for those tiny imperfections that signal, hey, this is real.
Exactly. And that makes me think about those deep fakes we see online, the ones that are so convincing they trick us.
Right. Like, how do we know it's real anymore?
It's getting harder and harder to tell. And this study also raised another fascinating point that you highlighted about how our perceptions can be manipulated.
You mean how some people were convinced they'd interacted with true AI even after the researchers told them about the Wizard of Oz setup?
Yes. And to me, that's a huge red flag. It suggests that as this technology gets even more sophisticated, we might become more susceptible to believing these digital beings are autonomous, even when they're not.
It's like a digital version of the Truman Show.
Yeah.
We might not even realize we're part of someone else's carefully constructed reality.
It's a bit unsettling, right? And it raises some big questions about how we define real in a world where technology can create such convincing illusions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you've found another study that takes this idea of perception even further, right? So we've talked about first impressions. We've talked about glitchy tech. We've even touched on the whole, is it real or is it Memorex thing?
It's a lot to wrap our heads around.
It really is. But for me, the real value in all this research is in those connections you made, those like overarching themes.
You mean those Matane inferences I mentioned in my notes?
Exactly. The big picture takeaways, like, so what? What does it all mean?
Okay, well, one thing that jumps out from all these studies is the importance of fidelity.
Right. Make it real or make it home.
Exactly. The more realistic a digital human looks and sounds, the more likely we are to accept it, to trust it, even to prefer it over less realistic alternatives.
Which makes sense, right? We're visual creatures.
Totally. But here's the thing. High fidelity alone isn't enough.
It's like that old saying, you can put lipstick on a pig.
Exactly. Because remember, that study with the commercially available DHA, even if a digital human looks the part, if the tech is clunky, if it's glitching.
Game over.
Basically. And that kind of leads to another big takeaway from all of this. Even with all the advances, we're not quite there yet.
There's still a long way to go before digital humans are seamlessly integrated into our lives.
Yeah. Creating a truly believable, reliable digital human, it's a huge challenge.
But it feels inevitable at this point, you know? Like, looking at the trajectory of technology.
It does, doesn't it?
And that leads us to what I think is the most mind-bending metaphorance of all. The blurring of lines between what we perceive as real and what's artificial.
Oh, absolutely. And it's already happening. Remember that study where some participants were convinced they'd interacted with real AI?
Even after they were told it was a person behind the curtain, so to speak?
Exactly. It's like our brains are almost primed to accept these increasingly sophisticated digital beings as autonomous.
It makes you wonder, what happens to our sense of reality when technology can create such convincing illusions?
Right. And it kind of makes the whole concept of real a bit murky. Like, what does it even mean to be real anymore?
Big questions. But this research wasn't just about how we see machines, right? It also reveals something about how this technology changes how we see ourselves.
Oh, 100%. It's like this weird paradox. We're pushing to make DHs more human-like, but at the same time, we kind of wish humans were more like AI in some ways.
Mm. More efficient, always available, and maybe a little less, you know, emotional.
Uh-huh. Exactly. It's like we're searching for that perfect balance between the human and the digital.
And that balance is constantly shifting. It's both exciting and honestly a little terrifying to think about.
For sure. It's uncharted territory. But hey, that's technology for you, always pushing us to evolve, adapt, and reevaluate our place in the world.
So true. Well, I think this has been an amazing deep dive. It's definitely given me a lot to ponder.
Me too. It's incredible to see how far this technology has come, and even more fascinating to think about where it might go next.
And on that note, we'll leave our listeners with one final thought. As these lines continue to blur, what will it mean to be human in a world increasingly populated by digital beings? Let us know your thoughts. Until next time.